Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Happy Father's Day Sunday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, and thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers and those of you that are father figures to others. Happy Father's Day to the man in my life, my biological father. He passed away in 88, for those of you that might not, you know, like, wonder where's her dad, where's her biological father. My biological father passed away in the summer of 88 from a heart attack, and at the young age of 55. But my parents split when I was the age of one, a hip baby. I don't even know if I was one yet. But just happy Father's Day to my on and offline friends, to my brother-in-law, Tommy Lee Ellis in Dallas, Texas, to Wayne Gregory in High Point, North Carolina, and just a host of my, you know, friends, neighbors, my friends that I've grown up with and my new friends. Happy Father's Day to many of you. And like I had said Friday, you know, some of you aren't biological fathers, but you are definitely set great examples for young people and just people that interact with you. So, you know, it's a day for those, and also definitely for those that were both had women. But I know it's for fathers, but, you know, there are some women who play both roles also. But this is a day that is celebrated, to celebrate fathers. And I thought my intro song, it's really not my normal intro song. Last night, if you missed my talk, my late night talk with True God Immortal, while you missed the show, definitely check out that show. He and I have agreed for him to return on July 14th, late night, July 14th. So his baby girl, whose first initial is Z, and I played the song last night exclusively. That was an exclusive. Because he just recorded that song. That's the last song on his album, DOA, which is dropping July 7th. That is also the day that one of his major projects is due to be born, and that's his baby girl. That is the due date. So he is already scheduled to be a guest late night, Saturday night, weekend edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on July the 14th. And so not only will we be talking about DOA, but we will be talking about the arrival of his princess, because he calls his lady his queen. We all, you know, and my goodness, Martin Day Woman, did you all not like that song also? I play both of his new songs again today also. But I'm looking at the definition of Father's Day here in Wikipedia, and also I have been researching and checking out the origin of Father's Day. And right now, please call also. I don't have the switchboard up yet, but I have it up in a few minutes after I talk about the origin of Father's Day. So feel free to call at 714-409-0614. And also, you can come in the chat room and have fun also. And shout out to all the all you sports lovers also. We have the U.S. Open happening. Literally, I know we'll be airing in less than an hour. Well, right now, it's 2 o'clock. Right now, should be coming on NBC. And then later on tonight, we have game 3. What are your predictions regarding who do you think is going to win tonight's game between Thunder and the Heat? So this is just awesome right here. I was checking out Brian Cuban's page yesterday, and many of us who are just, you know, we love our Dallas Mavericks. We were talking about how last year we were just celebrating and so happy that Dallas had won the championship. And I think Dallas can do it again. So, you know, shout out to the entire NBA also. But let's talk about Father's Day and the origin of Father's Day. I'm looking at Wikipedia, and Father's Day was created in celebration of honoring fathers. In celebrating fatherhood, paternal bonds, and influence of fathers in society, many countries celebrate it on the third Sunday of June, but it's also celebrated widely on other days Father's Day complements Mother's Day, a celebration that honors mothers and motherhood. Father's Day is a celebration of fathers, inaugurated in the United States in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day, celebrating fatherhood and male parenting. After the success obtained by Ann Jarvis, the promotion of Mother's Day in the U.S., some wanted to create similar holidays for other family members, and Father's Day was the choice most likely to succeed. There were other persons in the U.S. who independently thought of Father's Day, but the credit for the modern day holiday is always given to Sonora Dodd, who was the driving force behind its establishment. And also, it's celebrated in many countries this day, third Sunday, but then also in Australia and New Zealand, it is celebrated on the first Sunday in September. And the other holidays that is related to other than Mother's Day is Parents' Day, Children's Day, and Grandparents' Day, obviously. But Father's Day was founded in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA in 1910 by Sonora Smart Dodd, who was born in Arkansas. His first celebration was in the Spokane YMCA on June the 19th, 1910. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, was a single parent who raised his six children there. Shout out to you single fathers out there. You all are amazing, amazing. After hearing a sermon about Jarvis Mother's Day in 1909, she told her pastor that Father's Day should have a similar holiday honoring them. Although she initially suggested June 5th, her father's birthday, the pastors hadn't enough time to prepare the sermon, and the celebration was deferred to the third Sunday of June. I'm a history buff, and I know many of you all also, and so this is good for us to know worldwide, even though it is celebrated in a lot of countries outside of America on this day. Other countries also celebrate on other occasions, like we mentioned in September, like Australia and New Zealand. So it's good to know the origin, and many of you probably know the origin, but very seldom I hear people really talk about the origin of some of these very, very popular holidays, and holidays that mean so much to so many of us. It's important for us to know the origins, those of us that want to know, you know. I thought she initially suggested, back to what I had said, her June 5th, her father's birthday, the pastors hadn't enough time to prepare the sermons, and the celebration was deferred to the third Sunday of June. It did not have much success initially. In the 1920s, Dodd stopped promoting the celebration because she was studying in the Art Institute of Chicago, and it faded into relative obscurity, even in Spokane, where it was founded. In the 1930s, Dodd returned to Spokane and started promoting the celebration again, raising awareness at a national level. She had the help of those trade groups that would benefit from the holiday. See, that commercial pool. It started from very important, but it got commercial. That's when it really exploded. For example, the manufacturers of ties, tobacco pipes, and any traditional presents to fathers. Since 1938, she had the help of the Father's Day Council, founded by the New York Associated Menswear Retailers, to consolidate and systematize the commercial promotion. Americans resisted the holiday during a few decades, perceiving it as just an attempt by merchants to replicate the commercial success of Mother's Day. And newspapers frequently featured cynical and sarcastic attacks and jokes. But the trade groups didn't give up. They kept promoting it and even incorporated the jokes into their adverts, and they eventually succeeded. By the mid-1980s, the Father's Council wrote that Father's Day has become a second Christmas for all the men's gift-oriented industries. A bill to accord national recognition of the holiday was introduced in Congress in 1913. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson went to Spokane to speak in a Father's Day celebration and wanted to make it official, but Congress resisted, fearing it would become commercialized. U.S. President Kevin Coolidge recommended in 1924 that the day be observed by the nation, but stopped short of issuing a national proclamation. Two early attempts to formally recognize the holiday had been defeated by Congress. In 1957, Maine Senator Margaret Chase Smith for a proposal accusing Congress of ignoring fathers for 40 years while honoring mothers, thus singling out just one of our two parents. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation honoring fathers, designating the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. 6 years later, the day was made a permanent national holiday. When President Richard Nixon signed it into law in 1972, in addition to Father's Day, International Men's Day is celebrated in many countries on November the 19th for men and boys who are not fathers. So those of you that are not fathers, there's a day for you, and that is November the 19th. That's right before Thanksgiving. Similar celebrations. The Father's Day service was held on July 5th, 1908 in Fairmont, West Virginia, in the Williams Memorial Methodist Episcopal Church South, now known as Central United Methodist Church. Grace Golden Clayton was mourning the loss of her father when on December 1907, the Monongah mining disaster in nearby Monongah killed 361 men, 250 of them fathers, leaving around 1,000 fatherless children. Clayton suggested her pastor, Robert Thomas Webb, to honor all of these fathers. Clayton chose the Sunday nearest to the birthday of her father, Methodist minister Fletcher Golden. Clayton's event did not have repercussions outside of Fairmont for several reasons. Among them, the city was overwhelmed by other events. The celebration was never promoted outside of the town itself, and no proclamation was made in the city council. Also, two events overshadowed the event: the celebration of Independence Day on July 4, 1908, with 12,000 attendants and service shows, including a hot air balloon event, which took over the headlines in the following days, and the death of a 16-year-old girl on July 4th. The local church and council were overwhelmed, and they didn't even think of promoting the event, and it wasn't celebrated again for many years. The original sermon was not reproduced in press, and it was lost. Finally, Clayton was a quiet person who never promoted the event or even talked to other persons about it. Clayton also might have been inspired by Anna Jarvis' crusade to establish Mother's Day 2 months prior. Jarvis had held a celebration for her dead mother in Grafton, West Virginia, a town about 15 miles away from Fairmont. In 1911, Jane Addams proposed a citywide Father's Day in Chicago, but she was turned down. In 1912, there was a Father's Day celebration in Vancouver, Washington, suggested by Methodist pastor J.J. Berenger of the Irvington Methodist Church. They believed mistakenly that they had been the first to celebrate such a day. It followed a 1911 suggestion by the Portland Oregonian. Harris E. Meek, member of Lions Club International, who helped to promote the holiday, claimed that he had the first idea for Father's Day in 1915. He claims the third Sunday of June was chosen because it was his birthday. It would have been more natural to choose his father's birthday. The Lions Club has named him or originator of Father's Day. So that was just some history regarding the origin, well, a lot of history regarding the origin of Father's Day, and so many people that pretty much came up with similar ideas in similar times regarding the creation of Father's Day. In the United States, Dodd used the Father's Day spelling on her original petition of the holiday. But the spelling Father's Day was already used in 1913 when a bill was introduced to the U.S. Congress as the first attempt to establish the holiday. And it was still spelled the same way when its creator was commended in 2008 by the U.S. Congress. So I'm looking at other dates. In Russia, Defender of the Fatherland Day is February 23rd in Russia. And then March 19th, Andorra, Bolivia, Honduras, Italy, Switzerland, Portugal, Spain celebrates on March the 29th. Romania, second Sunday of May. This year was May the 13th, next year May the 12th. South Korea, May 8th, third Sunday of May in Tonga. So there's different names for Father's Day also in different countries. Again, Australia this year will be celebrated on February 2nd, and New Zealand and Guyana. And Dominican Republic, July 29th. But today is the day that we celebrate in many other countries also. I'm looking at in Argentina. That's where Lewis Howes is right now. I don't think I think they're still playing in the tournament over there. Father's Day in Argentina celebrated the third Sunday of June. But there have been several attempts to change the day to August 24th to commemorate the day on which the father of the nation, Jose de Saint Martin, became father. In 1953, the proposal to celebrate Father's Day in all educational establishments on August the 24th in honor of Jose de Saint Martin was raised to the general direction of schools of Mendoza province. The day was celebrated for the first time in 1958 on the third Sunday of June, but it was not included in the school calendars due to pressure from several groups. Schools of Mendoza province continued to celebrate Father's Day on August the 24th, and in 1982, provincial governor passed a law declaring Father's Day in the province to be celebrated on that day. In 2004, several proposals to change the date. August 24th was presented to the Argentine Chamber of Deputies as a single unified project. It had been approved. The project was passed to the Senate of Argentina for final review and approval. The Senate changed the proposed new date to the third Sunday of August and scheduled the project for approval. However, the project was never addressed in the Senate's plan section. Okay, so it goes on and on. You all just check out Wikipedia and other websites, and you're just down your hardcore books also. You know, what's wrong with picking up a book sometimes, reading the history of some of our favorite holidays. And I'm also looking at some interesting websites that you can visit, history.com/topics/fathers-day, timeanddate.com. That was interesting. I wanted to share some information from that website. Calendar, holidays, United States. Also visit usa.gov/citizen/topics/fathers-day. Check those websites out also for more information. And the Obama family, our first family, the president, has had an amazing weekend, I see. In Chicago, they've been having a blast, went to a wedding, strolled. The president, I think I had, right before coming on air, I had received email, WGN, was talking about he had been playing golf today at Beverly Country Club, the first lady. This is the first time the family visited Chicago together in 2 years. You know, everyone. First Lady Michelle, the president, the daughters, and I guess her mother. It's the first time in 2 years that they've visited together as a family. That's something, wow. But he's been playing golf, and also I think the First Lady is scheduled to leave and go to Oregon, where her brother is a basketball coach, and she's speaking at their commencement, making the commencement address, and the president is headed out to Los Cabos for the G20 summit. He and Mitt Romney, our official GOP candidate, have been having a blast today. If you all haven't seen Mitt Romney's video that his son presented to him, you all should check it out also. And both have incorporated celebrating Father's Day in their campaign, so shout out to them. So it's just amazing. So I'm getting ready to put the switchboard up, but I just wanted to share some of that info and send the condolences out to the late Rodney King. A few hours ago, the news broke that Rodney King was found deceased by his fiance. Now, his fiance happens to be one of the jurors that was that was part of his trial, of that case regarding the police officers beating him back in 91, right? But I was surprised because I had recently seen him on television on something. But the picture that was provided with the article, breaking news article that I had read, I think that was with ABC, was a picture that was taken on April the 12th, I believe. And then, I'm going into talking about other things because, you know, today's show is all about what's going on. Happy Father's Day, Colleen, and let's talk about why Father's Day is so important to you. But then also let's talk about what's going on, what's hot and popping in the news right now. And you all, I'm sure you must have been on the rock if you didn't hear about the brawl between Drake and Chris Brown. Well, they say that Drake and his team are not cooperating. I don't know how true that is, but one thing that I've heard is that the establishment is now closing down. So that's something. And Tony Parker was also injured during that brawl. And then the young lady that was injured in that brawl, she is planning to sue. So this is just amazing. Now Monday show we will continue to talk about, like we usually talk about, hot entertainment and lifestyle topics, and talking about healthy living and the continuation of the review of the book Walk Off the Weight. Walk Off Weight will continue also, and we'll talk about health tips. And always feel free to call in. And also, there was something else. Tuesday, I didn't confirm to talk with my cousin about travel, but definitely on Tuesday we'll talk about crime. We'll talk about, it's a state of emergency, crime in Jackson, Mississippi, crime in our communities, crime in the United States. We definitely need to talk about crime and how it affects our communities. We had a terrific crime happen right here in my area of North Jackson. And you all remember a couple of weeks ago I promoted an event that my longtime friend had, and you remember me saying Hanging Moss Road and so on. Well, we had a horrific crime that happened here a few days ago on Hanging Moss Road, but like more farther up, but it's still in my area, walking distance of my area. I have a cousin that has two businesses in this area, and it's a popular area. I'm talking about a major area. And this guy went into this boutique. I don't think this boutique's been open for maybe a couple of years, not even a year maybe. And this guy went inside this boutique, assaulted the business owner, sexually assaulted her, robbed her, and then ran across the street to a private residence and locked himself in the home. And, I mean, SWAT team, shout out to JPD and SWAT team. I have friends that are part of SWAT team and part of JPD. I know I had seen on Facebook where my friends in law enforcement was talking about this crime. I didn't know what was going on. Then I saw the breaking news. I'm like, man. So this guy's 19 years old. And, you know, I talked to you all about the crimes that happened. And, I mean, this is a beautiful city. But crime is happening everywhere. It's happening in some of the best areas in the best cities. And so we can't stereotype areas and communities and places. But this is important. So Tuesday, definitely talk about state of emergency. Talk about U.S. and the crime epidemic that is happening. And feel free to call in and talk about your concerns within your own communities, wherever you are, regarding crime and how we can try to do our best to prevent ourselves from not being the next victim, and also what can we do to, I don't know, the mindsets of some people, you know, what can we do to decrease crime rates? It was announced this morning on 16th of APT News that now the business owner that was sexually assaulted by a gun in her successful new business has decided to close her business. That's where I was trying to get to, because crime spooks people, those that would like to open business and also consumers and customers, you know. So there's a twist to it. Let's talk about it. Well, let's talk about how it affects our communities economically. And it's so important to create jobs. So whomever her staffers were, they've lost their jobs. because of this horrific crime. So that's what we're going to talk about on Tuesday. And, of course, Wednesday is Matters of the Heart, where we'll talk about, you know, what we talk about, relationships, love, dating. I hope you enjoyed the show last Wednesday where Belinda Bostic, thank you, Belinda. I'm sure she's having fun today celebrating with her two kids and her so supportive husband. It's amazing. Next time I fall in love, I hope I fall in love with someone who loves me unconditionally like that. She has an amazingly supportive husband. Hopefully she's having fun today. I'm talking about Belinda Bostic. You can visit her website at slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com. She's on Facebook, Belinda Bostic. But last Wednesday, she and I, we talked about body image, and we talked about it. You know, it's amazing. You know, check that if you missed it. I have reposted it on my Facebook page. So you know, check it out. Thursday, we'll be talking about WoHo films. My friend Tilly Cortez of London and accomplished actress and independent filmmaker. We'll devote time to speaking about her film company and films that she work on, and she has a project called Wavebook. So we'll be talking about her project. Of course, Friday will be Sports Edition Friday, and Saturday we'll be speaking with my longtime crazy Facebook friend, Jay Williams of Indiana. He is an artist. He is a singer-songwriter, and he is amazingly crazy. So we'll be talking with him, and you all will be hearing his music on next Saturday. So it's going to be amazing for Weekend Edition also. So just shout-out to all the listeners of Hunter Shock Entertainment Reports. We're darn near close, 66,000 views at the profile, and it's just amazing. Thank you for your input and your feedback. Thank you to Ridge Roughneck, my sometime co-host for Sports Edition. You know, he's reached out to OJ. You know, I've been talking about interviewing OJ for my blogs and the writings also, plus for the show. So we haven't heard anything yet. They've been waiting to hear from me also. There's different things going on. More and more to talk about today, but definitely wanted to celebrate Father's Day. Before the show ends, I'm not even in the chat room yet, and I know I said I'd be in the chat room. I'm checking out the chat room to see if any of you had any questions in the chat room. When I conclude the show, I will play True God's tracks. In case you missed the show last night and didn't hear it, I will play Everything Changes from his Immortal Kingdom. And also Martin Day Woman, which is a song that was inspired by his queen, and then Z, which was inspired by his soon-to-be-born daughter. So I just, again, just thank you and appreciate you, and just, you know, keep on doing what you all do and keep spreading the love. I mean, it's just amazing how this is a big world, but then it's a small community, isn't it? Is it not? So just thank you so much. And what's up? What's up? It's Father's Day. Yay. U.S. Open and there's many other celebrations. If today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. I've wished many of my online friends happy birthday today. And if it's your anniversary or whatsoever, happy birthday to you. Shout out to those of you who are so inspiring and so encouraging to me. My Facebook friends whom I network with. Those I network with every day and those I network with every once in a while, but they do keep in touch. My MySpace friends, my LinkedIn, just everyone that I come in contact with, Reverb Nation. Email me, send me your information, send me your media kits at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Okay? I thank you and God bless. And I will conclude the show, and I will play the three tracks by True God. I'll also shout out to Mars Mills. Happy Father's Day to you, Mars. And just thank you to my inspirations, David Harrison, Lizzie, Lewis Howes, my attorney, his crazy self, Jay Lucas and Big D. Shout out to my dentist. I need to see you real soon, Dr. Grenaldi. Shout out. for those of you. My doctor, Dr. Sullivan, just shout out to everybody. Love you much. Okay, here is Thee by True God. And then I would play Everything Changes, and then Martin Day Woman. Martin Day Woman and Thee are tracks from his new album that will be dropping on July 7th, DOA.
My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk to your boo in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the word, but you show the lines of blur. They gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it.
My uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He tries to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'd be wrong to assume. But what if I'm right? Cause in my mind, something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should've second guessed it. Just wish everybody really practiced what they preaches. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show you mean it. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show you mean it.
That family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on this basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changed what's in first. I don't wanna raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head I have the wildest thoughts, thinking for every broken family, it's just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big, and my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids. So I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and a father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Favorites for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spin interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president, it's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Mermaid,
Ariel,
yell. Hermes, drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically. Loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl. You should be an essence, maybe ebony or jet. Cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, always see a bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just a 10 speed taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful, amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance, I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The woman.
Yeah. Fight before a taste, so let me wine and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternate and change. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and abundance got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit. But like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cards flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me, baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny, and you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe, and I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Again, awesome groovy sound of True God. You can tweet him at True God Immortal. I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L. DOA dropped July the 7th. His new daughter, whose first name we know when we start with Z, is scheduled to arrive on July 7th also. And he will be a guest on July 14th. But then also, he and I are fellow blogtalkradio.com cohorts. He's co-host of Wrestling Heads. So check him out, he and his crew, on blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingHeads. Okay, and also the website of the same name, Wrestling Heads. Okay? So just thank you so much. That was Martin Woman, Martin Day Woman. And before that, you heard Everything Changes from his Immortal Kingdom mixtape, and of course, Z. also from DOA, which is on July 7th. Again, I thank you for spending some time with me. We didn't spend the whole time. Just a little time is very appreciative. So thank you, and let's back to regular time, 5:30 a.m., Central Standard Time here in America, tomorrow. That's brunch time for my friends in the U.K. and so on. So I'm still getting these time zones together. Okay, it's just amazing keeping up with Pacific Time and Central Standard Time and Eastern Time. But shout out to those, to golf sports lovers, NBA lovers, and golfers, and also car racing. I had a blast yesterday. I had to tune to ABC watching the car races. And, you know, we're going to talk about some, you know, MLB and other sports news also in the near future, and beauty and fashion news also. So thank you so much again, and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, a Sunday edition, and I am Beth. And